This is Bulldog Live on the Pulse. To get in touch about the news of the day, call 866-823-1077. Now, here's Brian Tilton and Bulldog Live.
Having more hearings, and I'm sure there's at least 250 people in there right now that are about to express their discontent with this. The message is getting out.
One of the folks testifying saying, if this goes through, I may well fold up shop or relocate or not add employees, and I think that is the fear. The state is generating $30 million over two years from this tax law change, and that's coming out of somebody's pocket.
We've got the paperwork for LLC on our desks that we're ready to put down. But now we're not so sure that we can even do that.
Well, I expect there'll be a lot of comments about how bad the law is to start with, let alone the rules that implement the law.
The DRA, the governor's office, and the legislature have to understand that they're only here for a period of time. And if the people don't approve of what they're doing, then they can be replaced and should be, unless they reflect the true will of the people.
Exclusive audio from inside the LLC tax hearing that's going on right now at the Department of Revenue Administration. Well, actually, it's behind it. You know, it's back in the Howard Recreation Center. But it's over at the Governor Hugh Gallon Office Park, 109 Pleasant Street. I'm sure it's still going on because there's hundreds of people there. Good afternoon. Bulldog Brian Tilton here on Bulldog Live on the Pulse, 1-866-823-1077, where we expect to hear from people that were inside the hearing. I've done a lot of interviews, got some sound from inside the hearing. That was a little bit more of a challenge, believe it or not. But anyway, the important thing is talking to people who are directly impacted by this and talking with legislators who still don't fully comprehend what the heck is going on. That's the interesting thing. Now, as I just said, hundreds showed up to this hearing. It was great. It all started promptly at 10 a.m., and the line was outside the door. There was standing room only. I counted 250 seats in the House. All of them were taken. There were three rows of people across the back of the room, two rows of people standing down the sides as well. So that puts my tally at about 300 or better. And there were still people coming and going after it got started. So there was a lot of discontent, let me tell you. And rightfully so, with this tax that was pushed into the budget in the middle of the night without a public hearing. And taxes on debt, taxes on, well, basically anything that moves on the LLCs. And several thousand people have visited StopTheLLCTax.com, and quite a few signed up on the online petition as well. And I invite you to do that. I also invite you to check out my website, BrianTilton.com, where I've posted a number of things. You may have to go back over the course of a few days, but that's fine. There's lots of information there as well. I have late-breaking news to bring you where you're hearing it here first. The DRA has announced they will hold additional public hearings. Now, that's a small victory in this so far. The commissioner, Kevin Clarity, when he opened the hearing, said, we've been hearing from a lot of people, and yes, a lot of you have called 271-2121, which is the governor's office phone number, and have demanded that there be five public hearings across the state with a start time of 6 p.m. so that more business people can get there. Your message is being received, but please keep the pressure going because they are still finalizing what's going to happen. They're calling for what Kevin Clarity got into it with Tom Thompson. They got into it gently. You know, it was very respectful, but it was a good debate. Tom Thompson gave a speech, and he challenged the commissioner for five public hearings. He was promised by the commissioner that there would be three additional hearings. And the times of those have not been determined, nor the places yet. But he did say the North Country. So that could mean, you know, any number of places north of here, I guess. But the start times could be mornings. It could be evenings. we'll see. So if you're interested, if you're concerned, you can call the governor's office, 271-2121, because a lot of the business people that I spoke to today and have spoken to over the last several days have all told me that they've only found out about this thing 3 days ago. And I'm going to play you some audio here. I've got plenty of audio to go through. I don't know if I can get through all of it. But I did run into a number of people who heard my interview yesterday with Marcy Viersen, the owner of Artisans in New London. She's located on Main Street, by the way. A lot of people were very impressed with what she had to say. And that audio is posted on my website, briantilton.com, and where you can listen to that again. And I did repost Jeb Bradley's interview as well. I met Senator Bradley there today. Senator Bradley's interview last week where he was talking about this tax and talking about his efforts to repeal it. Representative David Hess has a proposal in the legislature to repeal it as well. He testified this morning at the hearing, and he asked a number of questions. He insists that the retroactive aspect of this tax going back to January 1st of 2009, when the budget didn't take effect until July 1st of 2009, he's saying that those 6 months prior would be totally unconstitutional and urged the commissioner to scrap that provision in the rules. And it's a good thing he said that, too. Now, there's a lot of rules changes that need to happen. I have a couple things I want to share with you right off the bat. I want to share with you some legislators. We'll hear from some business people as well. I met Representative David Kidder from New London, actually, who is in the same town that Marcy Viersen has her business. And David Kidder, well, here's a little bit about what he said about the process and what he's been hearing along the way.
I think that the process that was used to produce this particular bill is, from my perspective, the most egregious part of this whole process. I think if the legislature or the finance committee in their wisdom decided that this needed to be done and had done it, phased it in maybe over 2 years with proper notification, it might not have been so bad. But the way that it's been done, here we are at the end of the 2009 tax year. The bill apparently was supposed to take effect July 1st, 2009. Nobody knows. Accountants don't know. Nobody knows quite how this thing's going to work. And so people can't plan. I mean, it's just bad policy.
And one of the things, and they just presented it in there, is that this would be a tax on the debt on refinancing, you know, or to expand your organization.
Yeah, and I don't know quite how that all works. That gets into some accounting things. I'm no accountant, I'll tell you that. But the whole thing is just up in the air, and nobody quite knows what it all means. And I think we need to take the time to figure it out before, you know, we go further ahead with this thing.
You agree with the idea of having more public hearings on this?
Yeah, I think that can't hurt. But at the same time, I think there is going to be a bill to repeal it entered in the legislature. But having more hearings, and I'm sure there's at least 250 people in there right now that are about to express their discontent with this, the message is getting out.
What have you been hearing from your constituents?
Help? You know, I mean, they really are just, they don't know. And, you know, all they know is that the state's coming after small business.
Yeah.
And that's always a problem.
Have you been getting bipartisan opposition to this?
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't ask people what their party, you know, affiliation is when they call me. I don't care. Mm-hmm. I just think this is bad policy, and it's a bad situation, and we just need to rectify it.
So I take it that you didn't vote for this budget in the last session?
That is correct. I did not.
And that was Representative David Kidder from New London talking about his experiences with this horrible tax so far. Minority Leader Peter Bragdon was there, too. He's a state senator from Milford. And I asked him a few questions about, well, what happens after this hearing?
There's a JELCAR committee meets twice a month. Comment period on these rules lasts until the end of this month. So the JELCAR meeting in January would be the first that these rules could be actually presented before a legislative committee and implemented.
And then does the committee have the option to reject the rules?
The committee does have the option to send the rules back for further work, or in extreme cases, which no one can recall ever having been done, they can send the rules to the legislature itself and have the whole legislature vote on the rules. That's never happened, but they have the power to do that.
And then who makes up this committee?
It's 10, I believe, legislators, 5 from the House, 5 from the Senate, 3 Democrats, 2 Republicans from House and Senate. And they're the ones that basically review these rules and make them final.
And what's the name of that committee again, the full name?
It's called JELCAR, J-L-C-A-R. It stands for the Joint Legislative Committee on Administrative Rules.
Now, I will be finding out who exactly is on that committee, so that when we find out what happens after this public hearing today and after the comment period ends on December 28th, that's the last day that you'll be able to comment at all. That means your comments have to be received by that date. So probably one of the best things that you can do is send an email. And I will have that information posted on my website, BrianTilton.com. But basically go to nh.gov/revenue. And that's where you can find most of the stuff that pertains to the DRA rulemaking process. That's where updates will be posted. You can supposedly get a copy of the rules on there. I have yet to find them. But if you have them, please let me know where they are posted on that website. Although I do have the copy of the rules in my hand, but they just weren't readily available there on the website. But they did pass them out at the hearing today. 1-866-823-1077. I also did an interview with Jim Roche from the Business and Industry Association, and I asked him quite a few questions as well. Questions that I had been wanting to ask for a long time about their support for the budget, because after all, right at the last minute, after the budget was approved by the Committee of Conference, BIA came out in support of it. Jim Roche did answer my questions. I thought he answered them straightforward. I'll be sharing that audio with you later this hour here on Bulldog Live. 1-866-823-1077. If you wish to join the conversation, maybe you were there at the hearing and you've got something you want to pass along to us, I invite you to do so. Again, I talked with a number of people. George Lovejoy, he's a former senator from the Seacoast, and he said if they're not going to listen to us, then it's time to throw them out. You might have heard that piece right at the beginning of the program as well. Lots of people there again, lots of business people, people just looking for more information, people looking to speak. There was tons of people speaking there as well. And let's go to the call, shall we, at 1-866-823-1077 here on Bulldog Live. Leah from Webster, welcome to the program. Leah, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi.
Yes, Brian.
How are you today? I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Hanging in there.
Okay.
I was eagerly awaiting your radio show today. I wasn't able to get to the hearing myself, so I knew that you would have all sorts of good information for us about what was said.
Yeah.
And, I really wanted to thank you for your time and diligence that you've put into this matter, because this is no small potatoes, like people have said. This is bad.
This affects tens of thousands of people in this state. It is imposing an income tax. There is no question about it. It will put an even bigger tax burden on businesses than they already have, in addition to what the economy is doing to them and other outside forces at work. And it's going to make New Hampshire a disadvantage. There will be no longer the New Hampshire advantage. It will be the New Hampshire disadvantage, because our tax rates will be higher than Massachusetts, higher than Maine, higher than Vermont. Nobody's going to want to relocate here and establish a business. And then those businesses that are here, what on earth are they going to do? They can't figure out what the rules are. Nobody knows. Nobody can clearly explain it.
And the whole concept of it is just It's ridiculous. And I talked with a girlfriend this morning. Her family owns an LLC as well. And she had just barely heard about it the other day. You know, we're not seeing it on WMUR, at least I haven't, very often. And you're the only source of information on this. And, you know, just kind of waiting with bated breath. But her business is going to have a very difficult time, especially if this stays retroactive to January of this year. That,
yes.
You know, for a lot of people that, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so is she, and we run our businesses out of our house so that we can raise our children. And, you know, we're going to have to, what if we have to close up shop? We provide important services to local people who want to hire local people.
And you are part of the fabric of New Hampshire. That's one of the many equations that make this place the great place it is to live.
I've never been a politically strong person one way or the other. I've always been kind of middle of the road. But this just has my hackles up, and just the absolute betrayal from the constituents in Concord.
From the representatives in Concord,
from
yes.
From the representatives, yeah, in Concord. Sliding this through at the very last minute, nobody knowing about it, and all the things that we've heard over and over about how this is so wrong. It's just, it's really a slap in the face, and I can only hope that the representatives in Concord really hear this and don't just nod their heads and say, oh, yeah, I understand. Don't worry, it'll be okay. We haven't figured it out yet. Well, then it shouldn't have happened in the first place.
Well, that's exactly it.
At night.
Because as I've repeated, and I'm afraid if I sound like a broken record on this, it was the process from the very beginning that was flawed. Nobody had a chance to review it. Look, the legislature holds public hearings for less trivial things. Remember when we had the horse tax early on in the legislative process last year?
I do, and I'm a horse owner, and I remembered that, and I remembered going to Concord and being one of those people that stood packed in like lemmings in the back of the bus.
Well, that's an example of having a public hearing on a brand new tax so that you can figure out what the flaws are in it. And they didn't do that in this case.
So at least we pulled banded together as horse owners in that respect and let them know that we weren't just going to lay down and let them impose that tax. Mm-hmm. And I hope as an LLC owner, we can all speak loud enough to the right ears and do it, you know, in a mature way that says, look, you know, we've thought about it on this end, too. And it just doesn't make sense. And we've already talked about disbanding the LLC if we need to.
Because you will be tax exempt from that if you do.
Right.
And that's what a lot of people are there saying right now, Leah, that they're saying this. They're saying, I can't expand my business because you're going to tax me on debt. And the DRA even says that we will tax you on the debt. They're saying we will disband our LLC, then therefore you get nothing from us. So your $15 million a year projected revenue is going to go down the tubes.
And even the tax that was imposed or the additional fee that was imposed on personalized license plates to renew it each year. I know I got rid of my plate. I know a bunch of other people who have gotten rid of theirs as well. So instead of getting that money that they might have gotten a little bit less otherwise, now they're not getting it at all. Well, so that didn't work out very well for them. So this, I hope, is the same thing.
Out-of-state pistol licenses as well. People wanting to get a pistol license in New Hampshire used to be $20. They raised it to $100. I know one person who's not going to renew his license here in New Hampshire. That's $100 that the state's not going to get because they had to get greedy. They could have just taken the $20 and been happy with it, but nope. Now they get nothing.
Yep. So I just wanted to make sure that you knew, Brian, that the job you're doing of getting the word out there is really appreciated, and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your comments as well. Thank you, Leah.
Thanks, Brian. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And see, there you go. And what she was saying, what Leah was saying about being impartial, not impartial, but being rather non-political, middle of the road kind of thing, that's the thing I got to say about what happened in this hearing. There are a lot of people that are ticked off who had every right to scream and yell at the top of their lungs today. They didn't. They were respectful. They spoke their minds. They made their case. They let other people speak. And they didn't heckle the people up front, the commissioner or the lawyer writing the rules or any of the assistant auditor there. They didn't. thankfully, the crowd was very respectful, and I was quite happy with that. And that kind of discourse does go a very long way in getting these points across. So what are your thoughts? 1-866-823-1077. I will share some more audio with you. And Leah, yes, I do believe that I am the one who's been talking the most about this. I know Peter St. James has on the occasions that he's been able to. Jack Heath has. We have been covering this from the beginning, actually. And the newspapers, Union Leader's done a little bit. The Concord Monitor has done one story that I can count. And WMUR, unfortunately, decided to say zero coverage. Although their camera was there today, and I did meet Josh McKelvin. And, you know, so you'll probably see something there tonight on TV or hear it here on The Pulse, 5 to 6:30 p.m., So anyway, share with you more insight and more of the actual happenings inside the LLC tax hearing today in Concord here on Bulldog Live on The Pulse.
Bulldog Live will continue after these messages live on The Pulse.